could have been on a podcast.
I think all of it could have been, but now it's going to be from now on, and now we're not going to be funny. So, yeah, podcast.
Because it's their time. Their time. Up there. Down here, it's our time. It's our time down here.
They say that I'm eccentric, but it's really kind of cool with me. The evening is electric, so let's play it for eternity.
This is our time to light up the sky. Dancing with the devil, because it keeps me alive. Hold your breath, because we're coming to your town. Never see the sun, because we're rolling it down.
What's up, guys? It's the Left 10 Podcast.
Woo! Yo.
Were you changing the volume or something?
No, I didn't change the volume at all.
It sounded like it went high and then it went low.
Yeah, it was fluctuating a little bit, but
that's weird. Maybe that's just
Skype.
Yeah, that's probably just Skype.
It's a whole new world for me.
So yeah, a whole new world, a dazzling place you've never been.
Oh god,
I didn't mean to make people start singing.
I'm sorry. You're welcome.
Nah, Nick, you have a good voice. I pressed the wrong button. That's what it was. I meant to press this one.
That was a really good use of boo.
Yeah. I mean, it could have been like when I sing and all I get is crickets.
Nick, I was telling Ted how I'm doing a lot of Photoshop stuff, because Photoshop is fun to me. Yeah, Photoshop.
Alright.
And, so I was going to edit pictures of all my friends and whatnot, and I was going to do a picture of you, and, like, because you're, like, you have a bald head, I was going to make your head, I was going to put your head on the head of a penis, but then, like, it was going to be really funny, but then I was explaining to Ted the process of doing this. I would have to, like, zoom in and, like, study the details of the penis. I don't want to do that. It's not really fun.
Get your own, I guess.
Well, yeah, no, exactly what I said.
But then I have to send to all my friends and be like, who...
I can't believe I'm condoning this. No! I just gave an idea.
Wait. Technically, you just gave Mitch permission to get head from you.
Oh. Like,
really uncomfortable session.
We should probably say that this is the most random podcast we're ever going to have, because there is no real docket.
Random.
We had this whole thing, and then John is not going to be here, unfortunately.
John, the wrestling guy.
Yeah, it was a whole thing about wrestling. We were just going to have a whole wrestling topic that kind of took.
He said he was call in or something. Did you call him?
No, I texted him before and he said he wasn't going to be able to make it. So, yeah. He said, have a good podcast, guys. And I was just like, thanks.
Did he say that? With the sarcasm and all?
Yep. Because he can't be here, so it was sarcastic. But yeah, I was going to take up all of our knowledge because it had to do with comic books and wrestling. But maybe that'll be next week. Who knows?
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Yeah, or we might have a real docket and I won't fuck things up where I, you know, erase the entire fucking docket because I'm an idiot.
History on wrestling, but outside of that.
Just a note to self, if somebody lost their phone at the place that you work, don't get emotionally invested in it, because then you're just going to get pissed off when you have to stay there until, you know, an hour after closing.
Did you tell Nick the story?
No, I don't think I have.
Podcast story.
So yeah, here's a podcast story, just a random story. So there's a place, we actually, most of us work retail, all pretty much at the same place. And the place where we work, I had to cash out a lady. And the lady, you could tell, was insane because she kept on repeating herself to her daughter. And not that the daughter wasn't listening. The daughter was agreeing every time she repeated herself. Mm-hmm. She couldn't find her phone. So she told the daughter three times to go into the kids' department and go grab her phone, because that's where she left it. Then, as soon as her daughter leaves, she goes, "Can you call customer service?" I call customer service. A girl that we work with, who I'm just going to call Nikki. And it's not the Nikki that actually works there.
I was a little confused at first. Yeah. How you go do a fake name but do the real name?
Yeah. No, there's a Nikki that works there, but it's not her, because she doesn't work customer service. But, so she answers, and she tells me that there is a phone there. And I go, "Okay, ma'am, what does your phone look like?" The woman goes, "It's a pink phone." And I tell Nikki, "Oh, it's a pink phone." She goes, "No, I have a black phone." So, the woman that was in kids that night comes over, and the crazy lady stops her and says, "Hey, did you find my phone?" Not thinking that her phone wasn't the black one, the lady in kids goes, "Yeah, your phone's at customer service. I brought it there about a half an hour ago." When I try to explain that to crazy lady, she ran over to customer service, told me to void out her entire purchase because I was trying to steal money from her, and things like that. And all she wanted was this one pillow, but I had to stay there and sell her the pillow, and I couldn't go around and do my job while she ran over to customer service to grab her phone. Needless to say, her phone wasn't there. So she decides to grab her daughter's phone and start calling her phone. She calls it about three or four times, and somebody picks up. Mm-hmm. Enter crazy lady number two. Crazy lady number two goes, "Oh yeah, I have your phone. I couldn't find my phone, so I just took this one."
The plot thickens.
So the lady goes, "Well, is your phone a black phone?" The crazy lady number two goes, "Yes. Do they have it?" And crazy lady number one goes, "Yeah, it's at Kohl's." Crazy lady number two goes, "I'm at Old World Pizza. I'll meet you here, and we can exchange phones." Crazy lady number one goes, "Fuck you," hangs up, and then quickly dials 911. Now, mind you, crazy lady number one, the entire time, while she's, like, calling the phone four or five times, is yelling at the manager of the store, saying, "One of your employees stole my phone. You're stealing my money because you want me to pay all these prices and not give me any coupons."
Oh, crazy again.
Yeah. She calls the cops. The cops go to the pizza place, pick up crazy lady number two. The store closes. The cops bring crazy lady number two, call crazy lady number one, and have her meet them at the store.
Wow.
After the store had already been closed for about 15 minutes. The manager had to stay outside with the cops for 45 minutes. Finally get the phones exchanged. Crazy lady number one goes, "She stole my SIM card." Cop goes, "Ma'am, you have an iPhone. Who's your carrier?" The woman goes, "AT&T." The cop goes, "AT&T iPhones don't have SIM cards."
She's just an idiot.
Yeah. But 45 minutes outside with a... Let's call the manager Tim.
Actually, they do.
No, they don't. The iPhones don't. Not with AT&T.
Yes, they do.
No, they don't.
Mine has a SIM card right here.
You have AT&T?
Yes, I do.
So do I. I don't have a SIM card.
What phone do you have?
I've got the newest one.
He's talking about the iPhone.
The iPhone, yeah.
The Nick, iPhone. You have an iPhone?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, Nick has an iPhone.
I didn't know that. I've never seen Nick's phone before. I just realized that.
Nick, you have, the iPhone 4, right?
Yeah.
And I'm not sure you sure you have a SIM card?
Yeah, it's right on the side of it.
Okay, well...
You sure it's not the SD card?
You have to stick this little thing in there to pop it out, but I'm not going to do all that to prove that.
Well, I can't see what you're doing anyway, because...
Wait, does iPhone have an SD card?
Let me put
No, iPhones don't have an SD card.
I need to learn more about Apple.
Let me see if I can get a close-up of this.
I can't see video, because I've lost Skype Premium.
Oh, you don't have Premium?
I don't have Premium right now.
So even if I had the video on, it wouldn't matter?
You can try.
I can see you, but you can't see me?
Right. What? You can try. Try it. Try That's putting your video on.
Nick, what are you wearing?
I just put on a shirt.
Thank God.
And some shorts.
No, take it off slowly.
Oh, my. Okay, here we go.
Clothing.
Oh, wait, well, yeah.
There
we go. There
he is. Tess, I'm talking. I want to see Nick.
Let me see if I can angle this right. Let's see. You see that little hole that's on my phone?
Yes.
Yeah, I see that little hole.
Yeah, sexy. Shut up. That's where you have to basically slide it out so you can get the SIM card out.
Ah, mine doesn't have that.
Yeah, the new ones don't have it.
My 3 didn't have that either.
It does. It's small. It's hard to recognize. You probably don't recognize it, but it's there.
No, actually, I see it on the 5 right now.
Or it's the 5. On the 5?
It's on the 5S, yeah.
Huh. Well...
But you have to unscrew it.
Oh, yeah. See, it's too much work to be even dealing with, so...
Yeah. It's too much work that you could actually do that at Old World Pizza by yourself in, like, 20 minutes.
But, like, usually things go on the cloud now, so it doesn't really matter about the SIM card, really.
Well, no, the SIM card's your... what do you call it? The SIM card's just your phone number and what activates your phone.
Yeah.
So.
That's not what it used to be. Well, we know that changed. Thank goodness.
So, yeah, that was okay, so my night. I was actually at work.
The video now. I want to take the clothes off.
Oh, but we wanted to see, and then we were going to put it up on the blog.
Yeah, they're going to have to pay for that.
So we're going to put it up on the blog, and we're going to put it with the song Goodbye Horses from Silence of the Lambs. You dancing around, and then at the end you just go, I'd fuck me.
If I wasn't cursing, I'd do it.
You just remember to tuck as you're dancing.
Oh,
and look into the mirror.
Yeah.
I need a mirror. Oh, no.
I've got to find that video of Vin Diesel dancing.
There's a video of that. I want to see the interview you're talking about, Ted.
Which interview? There's an interview for Guardians of the Galaxy. It's a Google interview. I was just on YouTube, and I searched Chris Pratt, because I wanted to hear about this story where he showed up naked on set when he was supposed to be wearing, like, a nude suit. He just decided to go nude. And there's apparently, for Parks and Rec, there's a scene where he's supposed to go to the door, and he's supposed to be nude, but he's supposed to be wearing, like, the boxer thing or the brief things that are nude-colored, so you don't actually see anything.
I saw that episode.
And they did, like, 3 takes, and, like, they weren't getting the reaction that they wanted from Amy Poehler. So he was just like, dude, I'm gonna do it. And he takes off the, he takes off the briefs and actually just goes to the door naked. And Amy Poehler opens the door, and her reaction is just, like, method acting.
Oh.
And she's just like, oh my God. It's freaking hilarious.
I believe
that. Oh, it was funny because as soon as they did that, I realized, oh yeah, you can see pubes and stuff, where if it was a normal, like, nude thing, you don't see pubes, it just looks nude.
Oh, boy.
It's hilarious. So yeah, Chris Pratt.
I had some would you rather questions, but then it kind of got gross, so... No, I'm grossed out.
You grossed yourself out with your own would you rather questions.
No, because, like, I googled it. I was like, huh, would you rather questions. I typed in gross, and then, like, the pictures are kind of nasty. Why are the pictures? Like,
There's a BuzzFeed thing, Would You Rather BuzzFeed thing. Yeah.
It had nothing on this one. Like, there's one where it was like, would you rather drink a cup of your mom's period blood or your dad's sperm? So, like, these questions kind of, like, push the envelope.
Wow.
Right?
Wow.
Yeah.
Ew.
There is... I'd kill myself.
There's one fun one, and it was like, would you rather eat pudding that tastes like poop, or poop that tastes like pudding?
Say that again?
Would you rather eat pudding that tastes like poop, or a poop that tastes like pudding?
Well, you'd probably get diseases from poop that tastes like pudding.
Most likely.
But pudding that tastes like poop, it tastes That's like awesome. Poop.
Yeah.
It's got a nutty flavor to it, sometimes.
I don't know if poop would could contain that nutty flavor.
This pudding's crunchy. Talk about corny jokes. Wait. There we go.
No, we can still do it even though it's a random podcast.
What?
Yeah.
We can still talk about what we did last week. Or
that we can. We haven't really done that in a while because we do the topics now.
Topics are nice. Yeah. I do like topics. So Ted and I saw Guardians of the Galaxy. Yeah. Ryan saw the Dragon Ball Z movie.
Yes, he did. He did. He went. That was Tuesday when I was stuck at work, and his ass wouldn't even though he was down the fucking street, he wouldn't be like, "Hey, Chris, bring me around to Hamden." You know. He was in North Haven. What the hell?
Really?
Like, right down the fucking street.
Are you serious?
I'm serious.
Sure.
Yeah. And I was just like, you could have come and seen me. I was having a bad day.
Had a bad day.
I was just taking one down. The song, I was singing a sad song. Just to turn it around.
A bad day.
Yeah, so...
continue.
Nick, go ahead. Yeah.
No.
I don't know the words.
There's no paid audience.
You know what I could do, since it is the random podcast? I don't know if you guys saw it. Well, I only shared it on my private Facebook page. So none of the people listening saw, but I'm not sure if you guys saw. I figured out the chords to a song that we used to listen to as kids. Well, maybe not you, Mitch.
Yeah.
Not that you wouldn't have listened to it as a kid, but your parents probably would have been like, what the fuck are you listening to?
anyway, but okay.
I
remember this post, but I didn't get it, so I didn't pay it any mind. I think.
Do you guys remember this little group called the Bloodhound Gang? They had this song called The Bad Touch.
I'm going to YouTube this song right quick.
Yeah, okay, YouTube the song.
How about
if I just do it for you right now?
Okay.
Yeah, I thought about it, so I thought it was like, aren't you about to play?
Yeah, is that you?
Sweating, baby, sex is a Texas drought. Me and you do the kind of stuff that only Prince would sing about. So put your hands down my pants, and I bet you'll feel nuts. Yes, I'm Siskel, yes, I'm Ebert, and you're getting two thumbs up. You've had enough of two-hand touch. You want it rough, you're out of bounds. I want you smothered, want you covered like my Waffle House hash browns. Coming quicker than FedEx, even an Apex. I fucked up.
Yes.
You guys remember that song, right? You guys remember? You and me, baby, ain't nothing but mammals, so let's do it like they do on the Discovery Channel. Do it again now. You and me, baby, ain't nothing but mammals, so let's do it like they do on the Discovery Channel. Getting horny now. Yeah, you guys remember that, right?
Player. Huh? You hear me?
No, I didn't hear you.
You're a good guitar player.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's impressive.
I was just playing around with the guitar. I'm just like, because I was. There's one thing that I did a couple of weeks back, where Ryan and I were just going back and forth on Boiler lyrics from Limp Bizkit.
Yeah.
And I was just like, I can do that acoustic, so I did that. And I was like, what other Limp Bizkit songs can I do acoustically? And somehow went around to Bloodhound Gang. Which I suggest, if no one has picked up Hooray for Boobies ever in their life, pick it up. That is probably one of the funniest albums I've ever owned. Yeah. And and if you stick your tongue through the hole in the CD, it looks like a nipple. It's very true.
Tear with the Daily Facts.
One of my favorite albums, and I actually got it for free because the house that my dad lives in right now, the lady left her entire CD collection in the garage.
Wow.
Yeah.
Anything else good or just...
That was the only thing that was good. Like, there was all this, like, country music and Hooray for Boobies. And then, like, this really random, like, Arizona rap stars collection. And it's, like, these rappers that no one's ever heard of.
Arizona so, like, does have the largest grossing member or amount of rappers ever.
Yeah, apparently. And we Connecticut has the highest amount of headbanging death metal players, I guess.
Yeah, death metal.
Jamie Joss. All right, here's a little backstory. I had a teacher in high school. His name was Mr. Leaf. He was best friends with Jamie Josta from Hatebreed.
Really?
When he was a little kid. So much so that he got Jamie Josta's number from Jamie's mom and hung out with him at a show that they did at Toad's Place.
This is your teacher, you said?
That was my sophomore, one of my sophomore English teachers? Or maybe, yeah. No, junior year English teacher.
Hi.
He was my junior year English teacher. I took two Englishes that year. Because they didn't have enough room in any of the, any of the electives.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So I took another English class.
Oh, okay.
I had him for, and he was, the last time I saw him was actually at the GameStop in North Haven. He was working there, he was working there, he didn't like being a teacher anymore, so he was going to get his law degree. He had to just pass the bar, but he was working a second job at GameStop.
How did he like that one?
It was fine.
Yeah.
But, I mean, he also, like, put down the $600 for Steel Battalion for the Xbox.
Really?
Yeah, when that game first came out.
I'm not even a fan of that.
He took pictures of his unboxing and brought it into school.
Did you guys, Ted, did you hear that Evolve got delayed?
I did not hear that.
It got delayed until February 2015.
Ah, that actually that sucks, but it's very good for me.
Good for me.
Because
like every game is coming out 2015.
Well, I got Destiny coming up.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So,
how did you like the beta?
I really liked the beta.
I liked it too. It was really fun with friends.
Yeah. Nick, did you I get to play solo, the... Just like Portal. Did you play the beta at all?
Me?
No, Nick. For Destiny?
Actually, I did play it. Correction. Because I went over at a friend's house, and he had the beta, and I played it. I enjoyed it.
Right. Yeah, I mean, I didn't get to play any of the versus mode, though.
Not really missing much.
Not missing, yeah.
It's Halo, but a little less unbalanced.
Okay.
It's like, because every weapon you could find in single player or in the main story stuff, you could use in multiplayer. So, like, there's, like, a really big disadvantage if, like, you're just starting off.
Yeah.
Because people have these crazy weapons already.
Yeah.
That was part of it.
I heard there's a sniper that can make you invisible when you aim down the sights. And that's insane. Yeah. Fun for single player or co-op, but, like, insane for multiplayer.
Yeah. But, yeah, I did like... I liked the moon mission.
I was absolutely devastated I could not do the moon mission. How was it? How was the moon?
The moon was really, really fun. Just because it's basically a trench that you're going down the entire time. And I didn't get to finish it. I got to play it. I didn't get to any of the bosses, which kind of sucks. Because, like, I was playing, and then I could not get into a fire team to save my life. So, like, I was playing by myself. But you're going down this trench, and there are so, like, they recycle all the enemies. Kind of like old school video games would do that. It's just like, you're going through and, oh, look, Andre in Final Fight is now, you know, purple. Okay, what's different about him?
Nothing. Playing Destiny and, like, clearing out an enemy area. And then, like, turn my head and then, like, immediately respawn.
Yeah, that was a little...
I understand for the sake of, like, having enough enemies for everybody in the game. But, you know, come on.
Yeah. Come on now. Well, also, here's the other... The other thing of that was they would spawn dictating, like, how many people were around. Because you could only have six people. I think it was 6 to 8 people on that one planet at the time, or on that one mission at a time. And then your fire team could only be 3 people for the bosses. And you could pick, you know, there was... the first fire team and the secondary fire team. I never actually got enough people on to be able to do that. All I did was I did a fire team of 3 people most of the time. Yeah. So it was fine. But yeah, I'm not sure if the game chooses who's on first on primary fire team and who's on secondary fire team.
I'm pretty sure when, because fire team is you're pretty much your squad, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
When I was playing with Bree, she invited me to her game because we were in different servers.
Yeah.
So she invited me to her server, and then I was on her fire team, and she was the primary. Like, she got to decide where we go. So I'm not sure how it works with maybe for when you go to a planet, and then they assign you to fire team. It's just like random, I guess. But it's interesting.
I think we should raise. $300 right now. I have a friend who's selling his PS4 for $300, and I want it. Yeah,
nice.
But I don't have that kind of money.
Well, first of all, what's his number?
Well, no, Nick, you'd have to give me the money, and then I'd give it to him. And because it's my because my friend was just like, this is the price for you.
Yeah, that happened to me before. It's really like shady at first because like you have to go to a place you don't know, and then you gotta wait in the car and like.
it's like I'm doing a dirty deed or something.
Legit, no. That's how I got my PS4.
Like
the same way, like my friend was like my boy is selling for like $350 or like $320. He said, "This is when it first came out."
Yeah,
he's like he's selling for like $320, and I was like, "I'll take that." And he was like, "We just gotta go up there around like 9 o'clock at night. You just gotta stay in the car." We was in the shady neighborhood. It was like really weird.
Oh, no, I in the car for like 15 seriously, minutes. Nick, I'm not going to lie to you. I would have to go to a shady neighborhood.
Nope, forget it. I'll just get my own.
But right? No, it's a friend of... All right, you know Denise?
Yeah?
Denise's little brother is selling his PS4.
Oh, the...
Christian.
Why are you selling it for?
Huh? I have no idea.
We could have played fighting games in 2015.
Why is he selling it?
I'm not sure. I think he just needs the money.
Yeah, man. If you purchase some of those next-gen systems at start.
Yeah.
Like, all the games are coming out in 2015. Like, it's just... Yeah.
How old is he?
Like,
23, 24?
Oh, yeah. Tell him something. He'll be alright. So... But I'm kind of happy that he's not below, like, 18. Yeah. That would have been bad.
What?
Because telling somebody who's under 18 year old to sell their body is not.
Oh, okay. I didn't hear the sell their body part.
Yeah, I didn't hear that either, but.
You sell your body when you're like below 18, you'll get a lot of profit. It's a lot more risk, but the reward, Nick. That's what you gotta think about.
That's true.
I'm just gonna say, you know, just from a heterosexual point of view right now, I don't think Christian would get a lot of money.
He's BBM.
A big bowel movement?
No.
What is going on?
What?
What is going on here?
What is he?
BBM, a big beautiful man.
God.
Not really, no.
I was about to go like, if you please.
Maybe I should just be like,
Hadouken! That's good too. I found that really funny.
I like do the reenactment of the actual action that they would do in the game.
I would love to see you do a Hadouken.
Sure.
With your back.
Did you know they announced a new another Assassin's Creed? It's called Assassin's Creed Rogue.
No, I didn't know that.
Already?
Before the other one even came out. I didn't watch that announcement trailer, but
I don't know.
It's set in the middle of the 18th century.
Okay.
And I guess during the Seven Years' War.
Okay.
But,
You know what's going to be funny when they just like Assassin's Creed Gulf War.
Apparently, this is going to be the last one.
We just go to another country.
Yeah,
this is going to be the last one on previous gen. So, like, from this series, from that point on, it'll be nothing but next gen or current gen releases, I guess.
I have to still get mine back from my cousin. Damn wedding.
I still have to. I want to play Unity. But I think I'm going to start off with Assassin's Creed 2, because I have that for free.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, if you guys have gold on Xbox 360 right now, Terraria is only $5.
Oh, nice. Awesome game. I love it.
Yeah. So, I had some points left over from my birthday, so I got that. So I got Terraria. Yeah. I'll play a little bit later.
I think it's done.
No, sorry.
My bad.
I'm done now.
Oh my god, stop doing that. Mitch, talk.
Yeah, seriously, Mitch, talk.
Shut up, I hate you guys. Only problem with Terraria for me is, not problem, just that.
Yeah.
In comparison to Minecraft, Minecraft is a whole lot easier to jump in and play opposed to Terraria, where you have to, like, dive in and like know what's going on and whatnot. It's like Battlefield versus Call of Duty. Call of Duty, you just jump in and be like, yeah, 5 minute session. But not to worry, you gotta like spend a lot of time with it.
Well, I'll spend some time with it. I still have to finish. I'm in the middle of playing Arkham Asylum right now.
Nice.
Because I also got Arkham City for $5 like a couple of weeks ago.
Did you ever play Arkham Asylum before? Or just
No, I've had it for about 3 years now. So I just haven't played it. I have the Game of the Year edition. I played a little bit. Like, I played the demo when it came out, and I was like, oh my god, this demo is awesome.
Yeah.
And then I got the game, and I was just like, yay! And I was just like, I have to play it at some point. And finally, I started playing it.
I never got to finish that game.
Which one?
Arkham City.
Okay. It's a really big game.
It is a big game, but like, as I was progressing, like, I don't know what happened to my disc. I'm assuming one of my family members got to it, but like, there was a huge mark on my disc. Yeah,
it's annoying.
I'm like, what is this? So like, I'm trying to find out who did it. I have an idea who it is, I won't say. But yeah, I would have to basically get it again and finish it. Because I don't like leaving games unfinished.
Yeah. I am, and also other news about gaming stuff, the game Rise is going to be coming to PC.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, I can illegally download it and play 2 hours of a game. I still have to go to Redbox and get Ground Zeroes.
Me too, man. I remember they were selling it for like a pretty, it was like not really half off, probably like $5 to $10 off.
Yeah, it was. Like,
I was supposed to get it.
I think it was $10 on 360, $20 on one.
Yeah, yeah, that was, it was a good deal because it was like originally $30, I think.
Yeah,
and I didn't get it for some reason. I kind of missed out.
Yeah, I didn't get it because I didn't have the money at the time.
I might just wait for that.
And I
could not buy it either.
I was gonna be like, all right, something I can actually rent from Redbox and beat in probably a day. Huh? I think I can just rent it. I'll pay the $250 instead of paying $10. You know.
Yeah.
Actually, we don't have a Redbox around here that does new generation or next generation games.
No, do we do not. That's kind of depressing.
Yeah.
They started though, right?
Yeah, they did start it because I'm sure that Ryan has one by him. Which, if anyone knows anything about Connecticut or watches Family Guy, Bridgeport is not the place to have next generation games in an outdoor. Everyone's seen that episode of Family Guy, right?
Yes.
Okay.
They fear of getting letters about it.
Yep.
But I mean, they should be getting it soon, actually. But I don't know.
Yeah.
You know what we should do?
What?
We should all like pitch in and get a GameFly account and have like 3 game rentals.
That's like $30 a month, right?
Yeah.
That'd be like $10.
But I mean, it'll be $10 each.
Get 3 people, $10 each.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then, well, the cool thing is, we would have to figure out whose house.
Yeah. The only problem is that you might as well get by yourself then.
Yeah.
Like, there's no point in chipping in if there's no like benefit.
No, there would be a benefit if you get 3 rentals.
Yeah.
That's like $30, and since I mean you guys come over here all the time anyway.
Yeah. That's what I was thinking. We'll have at your house. Cause your house is.
That's the thing. Where you, like, take the game that you have. You can trade it in for a different one, right?
Yep. Yeah. You put it in the mail.
And
so basically, yeah, it benefits. Basically, like once you're done with that game, you can either trade it off with one or another, or
yeah,
I want the
My main thing was like, would it benefit having like all 3 of us get it together, or just might as well get it separately? I'm about to look at the payment plan right now.
I think the payment it's like $15 or $16 for one game.
Yeah. Apparently, you can only do 2 games at a time.
Oh, you can do 2 games?
Yeah, what happened to 3? Never mind. Sorry, guys. Nah, so right here it says free trial, 1 game out, 30-day free trial, and then $15.95 a month afterwards. They raise the price?
Yeah.
Oh. Then,
No.
Yeah. But it only goes to 2 games, apparently. It's weird. Gamefly. Hey, Ted, when does Sunset Overdrive come out?
October.
Cool. At least that didn't get delayed, hopefully.
Not yet. Though it did. It already got delayed. It was supposed to be... Yeah, it was supposed to be a... what do you call it? A launch title.
Oh, yeah. You're right.
Yeah.
Maybe you should not speak of games you wish to come out.
My most anticipated games this year.
Fable Legends.
Are you sure?
I mean, as far as like games come out for the PS4 that I'm going to play for this year, yep. Right now I'm drawing a blank on everything. I guess Dragon Age.
Yeah. You still there?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't. You looked like Dragon Age, but it sounded like you were going to say something after that.
Oh, Little Big Planet 2.
Ah.
And right now I'm a little bit different.
Did you say that one more time? The last one?
Little Big Planet 3.
Okay. From over here, it said like it sounded like you said Little Dick Planet.
Oh.
I was like, that's a game. I was like, why?
Welcome to Little Dick Planet.
Little Dick Planet. I'm like, what? Why would you say?
You know what we should do next time we hang out at your house, Dad?
Yeah.
We should do. Remember that time we did like inappropriate movie names?
Inappropriate video game names?
One of them they're actually working on right now.
Yeah, what happened?
Which one are they working on?
A little bit.
You and Sean.
Oh, no, yeah, we're talking about movies that are already in existence with porn titles.
It was one time it was Dan, myself, and Ted at Ted's place, and we just sat up and we were just looking at movie titles, and we were just like,
was this the time when we were looking at movie, like the movies that were in the room, and we were just like randomly like,
yes,
okay,
yeah. That idea spawned from when us three did it first.
That was a good time.
Yeah, because when we did it, we weren't on the air, we were just like talking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you want like video game titles? Video game porn titles?
I can't do it to the fullest.
So you don't want Mario Fart? Ass in Creed?
No. Tell you guys about my situation. Video game related. So, Guilty Gear Xrd is the newer game coming out. It comes out in December in Japan.
Uh-huh.
Now, I
remember Guilty Gear as a kid. Yay!
That was where Mitchie like cut out.
I'm sorry.
You can hear me now? How about now?
Now you're good.
You're good.
Okay. So, PS4s are apparently not region locked. So if I want to,
I'm gonna guess that if you want to, you could grab it.
If it's digital, then I could probably do it that way as well. If I have a Japanese account, I could just make a second one or something like that. But the thing is, like, I don't want to like buy the game and not be able to understand anything. Because the main reason,
wow, that's really weird. Every other sentence is just like the main reason, and then you stopped.
How about now?
It breaks off like as soon as you start your next sentence.
It's really weird.
It's my mic.
Maybe.
So I think I heard it.
Okay. You heard the break off?
Yeah, I heard it. It was weird.
Yeah. So, more about Call of Booty. Black Ops 2.
Oh. It's pretty funny, little Call of Booty. The first time I heard that was pretty hilarious.
Yeah. You don't know if you what? And we lost him.
Oh, what?
No, what did you say?
I said the game comes out in Japan in December. I'm not sure if I should get the game in Japan from Japan because the PS4 is not region locked. Because I'm not sure when.
You're not sure when you get it, I'm assuming? Because you keep on cutting out?
Yeah. Hold on, I'm going to disconnect from the call.
Okay.
Disconnect and then recall.
Yeah, we'll go to commercial break. How about that?
Yeah, let's go to a commercial break.
Live from Fighting Fitness, Hybrid Works Network is proud to present our wonderful Fighting Fitness segment. We want to put a big shout out with Nick to Coach Mike Bakus. He owns Twin Electrics. And then there's Frank Zapke, the owner of Fired Up Pizza Truck. He runs our boot camp class. And we want to make sure that we tell everybody about Butch Atkins of Atkins Builders, who runs our Wednesday straight training class. We want to put a big shout out to Coach Scott and Coach Shen for helping out with our tween and our Muay Thai drills. And a great, great shout out to Coach Jose, who teaches our Sunday plyometrics class. And never forgetting the great Harry Collins, who runs our Tuesday and Thursday BJJ classes. That's right. You can do BJJ. You can do boxing, boot camp, plyometrics, achy, breaky abs. And that's right. Don't forget about the back class, where you can work your body, work your core, and get all the things you need to do without the face trouble. That's right. Come on down to Fighting Fitness and have a great time. And don't forget, hockey players, we got Nolan Schaefer, who runs his hockey fantasy game. That's right. Go on to Ice Hockey Shootout. Find it in your app stores. Thanks. Have a great day. Come on down.
Saying what I was saying before?
Yes, continue, because we're back from commercial.
Cool.
We're back.
Alright, so like I was saying, the Guilty Gear game comes out in December for Japan. And apparently, right now there's no release date for America. So apparently the PS4s are not region locked. So I could easily get a copy from Japan and play here. But the only problem is that once the American version comes out, I have to rebuy it. So I gotta buy the same game twice, and that kind of sucks.
I don't like that.
But too. I don't want to wait, though. Like, I don't want to wait, like, a long time while Japan gets to play. It's not here.
How long of a wait is it?
There's no release date yet, so it could be as long as whenever. I'm not really sure how long it usually takes for games to come over here. If it's not, like, an immediate, like, port. Because usually for, like, Like, for fighting games, it comes out in Japanese arcades first, and then it comes out in, like, consoles, and then it comes out in arcades here. Or sometimes it comes out arcades for consoles, but, we usually just get, like, we get it last, but, yeah.
Poor Mitch.
Aww. Yeah, exactly.
There you go.
So, stay tuned, we're gonna start Kickstarter for my second Guilty Gear game.
this time it's gonna be Indiegogo.
Yeah.
Which, actually, we should talk about this for a little bit. Guys, go on to the blog page. If you like listening to us, go to l4tpodcast.blogspot.com and then click on some of the links and buy some shit from Amazon. Because if you want to keep on hearing us do this stuff, we need to get paid. We need the papers!
Needs the monies.
Yeah. I actually have a, not really an announcement, but a thing that I'm going to be working on. I'm going to get into audio cleanup, Ted.
Oh, really?
Yes, so...
Start cleaning up our audio?
Yeah, I can use some of our older podcasts to work on and perfect my skill. And then, I can use it for our future podcasts.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Sounds like an investment.
Because I was talking to one of our coworkers, the one that does movie stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was telling me about it, and, like, she gave me some ideas.
Okay.
I'm also going to shrink all of our faces on our body.
Oh, sounds my. Good.
Come on.
I will wear my glasses just so you can't.
You're perfect. you know exactly what to do. That's why I can't edit my face, because I have glasses, like...
Yeah.
Oh, that means I have to whip out the old specs, eh?
Too late, Nick. You have a account full of pictures.
Yep.
That I am going through at the moment.
I'm erasing everything.
Nah, I do have a couple of pictures up there that I'm not wearing glasses.
Oh, darn, Nick, you're wearing shades on every single picture.
Victory!
No, wait, there is that one over the shoulder where he's wearing that suit.
Yeah.
That he's not wearing shades.
I see it.
Is it sad that I know about that picture without even looking at his Facebook?
Ruined. I am rude. Where are you? How am I not wearing shades in that picture?
It's dark out. I wear my sunglasses at night.
No, I was in the casino. It's always... Not really.
I'm taking the picture with the snake. No, I'm not taking that one. You have no face hair in that picture. What happened?
I messed up my haircut, so I had to cut everything off. That was not a good day.
Replace Nick's face with the snake's face.
I was thinking that, but it's so difficult. I'm gonna do it.
Oh my goodness!
For some dumb reason, I'm gonna do it.
Do this. I'm going to find them. They will have to be worried.
I'm gonna make the snake face exactly the same size as right now. It's gonna be Nick's face with like a bump.
They will pay for this.
I gotta show you the picture I did of Deanna, Nick. It's pretty funny.
Send me the pictures. Even the one of me. I'm kind of glad it's a snake and not the other thing we were talking about.
Instead of a snake?
I'm glad it's this snake, not the other snake. Yeah, let's put it that way.
You're glad that it's a real snake instead of Mitch's, 2-foot python?
Thank you, everyone.
24-inch python?
Thank you, Dad.
They know what I'm speaking of.
You honor it.
We have intelligent listeners. I do
not say you honor it, because all I can think of is like being at like church in one of the. Cause
you can go to church if you want to.
I'm not. I don't go to church anymore. I'd burn if I went to a freaking church.
Step in. It's like
sizzle. What's that smell?
I watched what's that movie called? I'm drawing a blank. Vampire movie from Dusk Till Dawn.
From Dusk Till Dawn, yeah.
Yeah, watch that. So I got that in my head right now. Turns like a green goop.
I love that movie.
It's really awesome.
Yeah.
Still holds up.
I kind of wish Selma Hayek got naked in it, but whatever. She was a fucking stripper. She should have gotten naked.
Yeah.
We don't always get what we want now, do we?
No.
Apparently not.
Nope.
I thought this was 2014.
Do you remember that time when I was just like, yay, I finally saw Rogue's titties. And then I was just like, oh, Rogue's titties. No, seriously, if you've ever watched True Blood, Anna Paquin in like season 3 finally gets naked.
Yeah.
And it's just not like, it. Wow, I really thought she was cute when she was Rogue. Not so much now. It was like childhood ruined.
Everything is ruined. What have you done? No.
And they're just like, and she's now married to Stephen Moyer, who plays Vampire Bill. Oh.
Vampire Bill?
Yeah.
Who's that?
Oh, well, his name is Bill Compton. Uh-huh. But he's the vampire that she falls in love with in the first season, 2 seasons. And then you meet Eric Northman. And as long as you don't ask who his father is, you could be like, yeah, that's actually a guy that I would go homo for.
Who's his father?
His father is Stellan Skarsgård. Also known as Eric Selvig from Thor and Avengers.
Really?
Yeah.
That's her father?
No. That's the guy that plays Eric Northman. Alexander Skarsgård.
Oh, okay.
Or, so I don't know what his name is. I think it's Alexander.
Alexander.
Or Andrew Skarsgård? Something like that. You have me second guessing myself. He was in Battleship. The guy that I'm talking about.
What a classic movie.
Yeah.
I can literally smell it in theaters.
The whole time I was watching, I was like, this is not how you play Battleship.
The entire time I was watching, I was like, why am I watching this? What the hell is wrong with me?
I see Battleship.
Yeah, Alexander Skarsgård.
I was more focused on how it wasn't like Battleship.
I was more focused on, wow, Rihanna still can't act.
Oh, you actually paid attention to her. Well, you gave her more attention than me.
No. I was sitting there going, and here's the thing, I don't understand why people are just like, oh, Rihanna's so hot. I can't explain that. Rihanna is, to me, is not hot at all.
But would you bang her?
No.
Oh.
Really?
Yeah, for one, well, at least I know that she's not breakable because she can take a punch, but...
Nice, solid joke.
I feel like she would just fall apart in the middle of it. Yeah, because I'm a big guy. Okay. It would be like, you know, yeah, oh, I broke your hip. She looks like a fucking Barbie doll gone horribly wrong. That's just me, and you know.
She's black, aren't that? The black Barbie doll.
Yeah, she looks like a LaQuanda doll, horribly wrong. I'm gonna get the racist letters now.
You are
from Nick.
You'll deserve.
Damn that for that podcast. The first one I listened to was incredibly racist.
I am going to sue your show.
You do realize that. Right now, this show's like an Oreo. And I'm a fat guy, so it's like a double stuff Oreo.
Guys, I am working on a picture right now. As we speak.
Is that what you call an Eiffel Tower when it's 2 black guys and a white girl?
Why would,
why?
A double stuffed Oreo.
Oh, okay, I see what you mean. In placement of the word Eiffel Tower.
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha.
Okay.
Or would that have to be, like, a sandwich-type situation?
I guess, like, for a DP situation where the guy's on the bottom.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
That would be an Oreo?
Yeah. And I guess,
unless it's a fat chick, then it would be a double stuff.
If you were to, have Hispanics and a white girl, you could say it was a cookie sandwich.
Yeah.
It was a what?
A cookie sandwich.
What do you call it?
Pita. That's Indian.
That is Indian. Or a gyro.
Gyro.
That's if they're Greek.
I'm hungry now.
That's Greek, right?
Yeah, that's Greek.
I like Greek.
Oh, yeah, that yogurt sauce. Just all over her face.
Apparently it's pronounced a gyro.
Gyro, yeah.
Ask my correct me.
I was corrected by Nick. Okay.
I was corrected by myself. Wait.
My last name isn't start with K, but okay.
No, you're just like, I was corrected by Nick. K. It was like, the K didn't come out at first in my head.
I do that. I always pause. Actually, there's a funny story. I just got to remember it.
The rest of us just call you Black Nick and White Nick.
Yeah, pretty much. I'm like, oh, Nick B?
I was like... man.
Hey, guys.
Yeah?
I'm enjoying our random cast.
Yeah, that's good. You know, last night during work, I had this shit that I really had to shit, but it wouldn't come out. So I was, like, turtle-heading the entire night. It was horrible.
So, I like the way you worded that sentence.
Good for you.
I just thought I'd be random. I feel like we should, I was looking around, seeing if people died. No one really died.
That's good.
So I'm sure. Oh, here's something. Have you guys heard the new Weird Al stuff?
Yeah. No. I heard, people are talking about it a lot.
Yeah, apparently it's the number one album in the United States right now.
Wow, really?
Yeah, Mandatory Fun by Weird Al. This is the number one album in the United States.
Okay.
Which I think because he did this.
First things first, I'm a craftsman. Remodeling is my only passion.
It's my passion.
And I'm the greatest in the business. Want referrals, yo? My clientele will bear you witness.
Right.
I can help when your door jam sticks.
Huh?
There is nothing in the world I can't fix.
Yeah.
I do.
Right, I can't do any more because I don't want to get sued. But yeah, he did a fancy parody.
Is there a...
He took that off of somebody else's album?
Huh? No, he can't get sued. I could get sued for playing it because I didn't have the rights to play it. So all you can do is like 10 seconds.
That's an actual song?
Yeah. It's called Handy.
Now, is there a music video for that song?
Not yet. Right?
Yeah, from the Fancy song. He parodied Fancy.
Okay. Alright.
He also, you might know this one.
It might seem crazy wearing stripes of plaid. I Instagram every meal I've had.
Yeah, tacky.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah. So yeah, the album's awesome.
Oh, check it out.
So yeah.
I didn't hear what you said when I asked for their music videos.
Oh, no, they're not for that. There's one for Tacky.
Uh-huh.
And there's one for Word Crimes, which is a parody of Blurred Lines.
Cool.
Which I think we should play at our store so people will know not to ask me a question, and they can ask me a question. Let me ask you something.
I'm trying to, like, somebody's telling me you PC and they say on Circle Instead of Zero.
You might want to say that again.
When people ask me... Shut up.
No, say that. No, not because you were actually cutting in and out.
Oh, okay, I got you. I was saying when they ask me for the... Or when they ask them for the UPC, and instead of circle, or instead of zero, they say circle.
Yeah.
That's annoying.
Circle.
Wait, who says circle?
Circle, too?
I mean,
wait, oh, sorry, oh.
I was like, that's a shape. Not a number. Please. The number, please.
I enjoy that.
I can understand O. Like, O2. Oh. It's just like, okay.
I was like, wait. Are you telling me you're not doing the circles over dot dot now? You got your cootie shot.
Circles.
Circle, circle, square, square. Send my coonies over there.
All right, so, Ted, I'm putting the snake on Nick's face. It looks dumb.
Well, don't do it if it looks dumb.
Well, I mean, I'm going to... Hey, Nick, you ever see the game or see the picture of Slenderman?
Of who?
Slenderman is the guy. He wears the black suit. He has a red tie. He has, like, the blank face with tentacles.
No, I don't think I have
Well, I made your face look like Slenderman for now while I'm trying to do the snake thing.
Okay.
Let me change my profile picture right quick.
All right.
From a... That looks like you put Nigel Thornberry's face on what's his name's body?
Nigel Thornberry.
Or if you're Tommy Pickles, Nigel Strawberry. Wow, that is creepy.
That's awesome.
Wait, is that my snake?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I don't have my snake anymore, so.
No, I was just wondering if it was just a random snake, and then I look and we're like, hey, that looks familiar. It's
funny. Yeah, I miss my snake. If it was my snake, it would be huge, but.
Did I tell you guys that we found out that Wesley is a girl?
Yeah, you said that. That was funny.
Yeah.
I was like, I didn't know this.
You bought. No, can you look at my snake and tell me if it's a boy or a girl?
No, they're supposed to be able to tell you from whoever you bought it from, aren't they? Or the store.
Well, no, when we got her, she was like the size of my pinky.
Oh, okay, never
mind. Ted, what kind of snake is that?
It's a Honduran. It's a tangerine Honduran. Wait. Milk snake.
Give me a second. What happened is I'm going to instead of taking that snake and putting the face on Nick's face, I'm going to take a better picture that has like higher quality and do it like that.
A higher quality snake? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. A higher quality picture of the snake so that it's not all pixelated. So a Honduran
tangerine milk snake.
Tangerine.
Or you can just look up milk snake and find the exact same pictures.
Like jerk. Oh, guys, I spelled everywhere correct. Nope, never mind.
You say you just nope.
Game over. They're pretty.
Apparently.
Huh?
What? What's wrong?
You say
I misspelled Honduran.
Oh, okay, that's better than milk.
Oh, what is
I had an E in there.
Mlick. I'm looking for Mlick.
I want some milk.
That's okay.
Milk?
Sounds like it's you're ordering like throw up.
Mlick.
That's supposed to be tasty. Like milk. I would like some milk.
I'm looking for a Mlick sneak.
Like
Lick sneak, please.
Extremely foreign.
Pictures of Malik sneak. And you see some foreign guy.
That would be funny if like that was like that's like a foreign porn or something there.
Malik sneak. You type that in and freaking the NSA is at your door.
Like no.
No, I was looking for a milk snake.
I'm sorry. You have offended us. No.
I don't even like the Middle East. I don't like the Middle or the East. I don't.
Oh no!
I can't even spell Taliban. I don't like sand. What do I look like? A cat?
More and more reason to hate you.
Seriously.
Well, so you're gonna
I don't like sand. I'm not even a cat.
Or you just go the other route. It's like, oh yeah, you think just because I'm black.
No, man, we're cool. We cool.
Cool, dude.
And then unfortunately, you get, you know, throat punched and have an asthma attack.
Double whammy.
Is that too soon? I have a feeling that Ryan's going to come around and just smack me in the back of the head at some point.
I missed what you just said.
I said that he was going to be tackled and then, like, throat punched and have an asthma attack.
That was bad. It's too late because I already laughed, but jeez. I wasn't paying attention properly.
Too late for what you just did.
Yeah, too soon?
Nothing's too soon for me, but I'm not the best judgment.
I bet there's some ex-girlfriends that that have something to say about.
I'm pretty sure there's going to be somebody else who would like to murder you. But...
No, I'm just saying about you being too soon.
It's a race and they've been his first.
I'm like, is that too soon? You're just like, nothing's too soon for me.
Yeah. Well, sexual pleasure.
Sexual pleasure.
And I jizzed in my pants.
Hey, Chad, do you know what Dick takes the
You said
pattern
Dick.
On the snake? I was hoping that we would have passed that.
Really? What do you call it? The pattern of what do you mean that? What did,
like just in general, like what causes the like certain patterns on certain snakes?
All right, so on
is it the
on my snake
region they grew up in or whatever?
On my snake is the what do you call it? The pattern. Is similar to a poisonous snake of the same region.
Uh-huh.
But it's just dissimilar enough that you can tell them apart. There's a snake, I can't remember what the name of it's called, but instead of having, see on the picture how it's red, then there's like black and a little bit of yellow, then black, then red.
Yeah.
There's a little bit more yellow where the red would be. So, and, or no, sorry. There'd be a black stripe where the yellow would be, and yellow stripes where the black would be on the poisonous snake. So, they're colored like that, so they would, like, look like they're poisonous snakes when they're not actually poisonous snakes.
Okay.
So, you know, predators and everything would stay away from them. Not that, you know, all predators would stay away from them. Like the honey badger. The honey badger don't give a shit.
Nature's so cool.
Yeah. I mean, there's also, like, snakes in our part of the country are usually green, so they blend into the grass. But where my snake would come from, there's a lot of sand, a lot of, you know, rocks and stuff.
Yeah.
So there would be more of a chance of burrowing through sand and, say, bark and brightly colored things than grass. So that's also another, you know, defense mechanism.
Yeah. What do you think, I know now what determines the patterns on a snake.
Mm-hmm.
What about butterflies? Because, like, butterflies have, like, such, like, distinguished patterns. Does that, but, like,
that's actually what they eat.
Really?
What they eat as caterpillars determines what their wings will look like.
It's really fascinating.
There's certain moths, too, which, when they're bred a certain way, they, and it's actually true from Silence of the Lambs. Because I looked it up afterwards. The moth in Silence of the Lambs that they find in the woman's mouth.
Uh-huh.
It's true. The way that they're bred, they're actually bred to have these skull patterns on their wings.
That's pretty sick.
Yeah. And it's
Welcome to the Learning Cast.
Yeah.
Education.
Just the useless knowledge that I actually know of. You know, ask me. You know, go ahead. Ask me anything.
Too much pressure. Your turn.
I don't know. About animals?
No, ask me anything. If I know the answer, I'll give you an answer.
I have a thing.
Yeah.
Since I've recently been into butterflies and caterpillars, do you know the process of a caterpillar turning into a butterfly?
What do you mean? The...
Like the actual metamorphosis? Like the... What actually happens inside the cocoon?
I actually don't know much about that. I'm assuming it's much like Adam Warlock, but I could be completely off on that one.
They actually digest themselves.
Is that what's going on?
Yep. If you were to open up a cocoon like halfway through the process, a liquid super pour out.
Ooh.
Because they digest their own tissues.
All of their tissue?
Well, I guess insects in general have this thing called a imaginal disc, which is nothing but a organized group of cells. And what they do is the imaginal disc, they survive the digesting, and they then feed off the protein soup that was left behind, and it allows them to have like advanced cell growth, and then they eventually form to the butterfly.
So yeah, a lot like Adam Warlock.
Yeah.
Which is kind of freaky that's a lot like Adam Warlock. speaking of Adam Warlock,
I guess.
One second. I just want to go off on a tangent a little bit. A comic tangent. At the end of Thor 2, did everyone see Thor 2?
I have not, but you can spoil it.
Okay. At the end of Thor,
spoil it.
Okay. At the end of Thor 2, Lady Sif and Volstagg bring the Infinity Stone, the Aether, to the Collector. In the background,
so is that how
you
got it?
Huh? Yeah, that's how he gets. Well, he gets the Aether.
Okay.
But you don't see. Did they show the Aether in Guardians?
What's the Aether?
The Aether is the Red Infinity Stone.
I don't think they show it.
Yeah, I don't think they did either. But yeah, so he's getting the Aether, the Red Infinity Stone, because they already have the Tesseract on Asgard.
Yeah.
So they don't want two Infinity Stones together. Or at least the Asgardians don't.
Uh-huh.
So, in the Collector's possession is a giant cocoon. Which was, you know, rumored to be Adam Warlock's cocoon.
If so, that's really sick.
And, yeah. And then, I guess, at the end of, the after-credits scene in Guardians is, you see the cocoon busted open if you look close enough.
Really?
And James Gunn said that it was Adam Warlock's cocoon.
That's really
so
cool.
The whole thing at the end might have just been that everyone was focusing on might have been just a distraction for the real thing of, you know, we might be getting an Adam Warlock movie. Or Adam Warlock might play a big part in Guardians 2.
You think I should watch on Thor 2?
I think you should. Thor 2 was pretty good.
Right.
It's better than DVD. Thor 1.
Yeah, is that on DVD? It's not on DVD.
Yeah, it's, I own Thor 2.
Oh,
how long ago was it out?
Let's see. It came out in November. So it's been out on DVD since probably Cap 2 came out.
Oh. I didn't know Cap 2. Wait, so Cap 2 was out on DVD as
no,
well?
No, Cap 2came out in theaters. When Cap 2 came out in theaters.
Okay.
Cap 2 comes out on DVD on September 9th.
Oh, cool.
I thought it was on the
show.
No, that's something else. Never mind. Okay, I'm going to try to get that then.
Do you want a DVD to rip from?
Huh?
I have the Blu-ray DVD combo.
Oh, yeah?
I would just like to watch it.
It also has Hail to the King on the Blu-ray. Which is the thing that explains about the Mandarin.
Cool.
To people who don't know who the Mandarin actually is after watching Iron Man 3.
It's the guy, right?
Huh?
Isn't the Mandarin the like the real Mandarin, the guy who's playing it dumb?
No.
But who's the real Mandarin then?
They don't show you. They just explain that the real Mandarin does exist.
Oh, okay.
And that the Ten Rings, they didn't...
Was it Thor 2 or whatever?
Yeah, it's part of Thor 2.
Is this Thor 2?
Thor the Dark World.
Thor the Dark World.
Let's go to the Dark World. We're here in the Dark World. Let's go to the Dark World. I forget that I don't have any Legend of Zelda fans right now.
Sorry.
If you were a Legend of Zelda fan, that's fucking funny.
Yo, Jasmina is a really big Legend of Zelda fan.
Is she?
Like, her hype for Hyrule Warriors is insane. Is that what it's called?
Yes. Hyrule Warriors.
Like, she knows a lot about the lore, and, like, she really wants the book that you have.
Does she?
Yeah. I told her that you have one. She said she wanted to get it for her her birthday when it came out, but she
didn't get it. I have one. My brother has one, too.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Nice. We actually sat there, and we were just, like, reading to each other when it first came out. It was really sad. I was like, I feel bad because I'm doing this over Xbox Party.
Oh, it was over a party as well?
It was over an Xbox Party. We're just, like, looking at the thing, looking at all the pictures. My brother's like, I could draw that. Just like, I know you can. Why are you, like, boasting about it?
That's what people who draw do.
Yeah, but my brother actually has the Skyward Sword insignia from with the Triforce and everything on his back.
Don't show me.
So, with the whole feathers and all that shit. It's That's amazing.
Cool. Sounds like a sick tattoo.
It takes up like his entire back.
Hey guys, I have a new picture.
And now I have Thor too. Cool.
Okay.
All right. Now that that's all said,
it doesn't have the after credit scene or Hail to the King.
Appearance as it does.
In the visual downloads suck. See.
Actually, let me read this thing. Yada yada yada.
But and Nick, by having it, you mean that you just ordered it off of Amazon, right?
Yes, yeah. I'm on Amazon right now as we speak.
Yeah, you just got the instant video off of Amazon. Who are our sponsors? So go buy Thor 2
from Amazon. I went on Amazon and bought it, people. Yeah. So yeah. Why would you think I wouldn't have it on after the credits if I got the damn Blu-ray?
That's true. Oh, you got the Blu-ray. I thought you got instant video from Amazon.
Whenever a customer wants to like go like on our online store, we should be like, let's go to Amazon through the Left 4 Dead pockets.
Yeah. What are you looking for? One second. Okay, go on to
this. This is literally what I just did.
So, yeah.
It's amazing when you put your mind to it. And promo.
If what's really sad, I can't find a pre-order for Captain America, even though it's coming out on September 9th.
Yeah.
So I haven't been able to put that on our store yet. So you can't order the pre-order for Captain America yet, even though it's like a month away. Almost literally a month away.
Are you going to constantly tell them it's a month away?
Month away.
Oh. Just wondering.
Hey, guess what's a month away? No.
Like a mouse!
Well, you just put Nick's face back up.
Yeah, but like, look at the snake. I got kind of lazy, so I didn't really like fine tune it, but...
What you don't realize is that's actually what Nick's dick looks like. Brightly colored, and actually that's Nick's dick in his hand.
Boy, it looks like I sprayed a whole bunch of tanning spray on my dick. I feel like I'm in that Zac Efron movie.
It's gonna be festive.
You look so happy holding it too.
Well, most people are when they hold their own.
Well, that's true.
More penis shows.
Always.
I'm not saying more as in tell me more. I'm just like laughing at this.
No, I don't want to hear any more.
More. I'm like, oh no.
I tell a penis joke and Mitch is like. And sometimes it's like.
Oh my.
I need that like on a soundbite on my phone.
What the?
Oh my.
No, the one before. Yeah, actually both. I would take both. Actually, I'm sure I can record that and keep and use it.
Yeah, you should be able to.
You know, if Ryan was here, he'd be all like,
"Oh, good for you!"
Yeah. I wish I had the whole thing, the whole Christian Bale rant. That'd be hilarious.
I'm working on another picture.
You're working on another picture.
Yeah.
Do we have any more questions?
Still a Nick related one. Oh, I forgot about that. we never talked about our weeks.
Oh, we didn't.
Yeah.
Guardians of the Galaxy. Oh, and Marvel Day. Can I tell story about Marvel Day?
Go, do tell.
All right.
They tried to get me to go, but I couldn't.
I know. Mitch didn't even know about it until like after it was done.
Yeah.
Because he didn't look at his phone.
Oh, no.
All right. So, I was working last Saturday, even though I wasn't supposed to be. And I heard, you know, they're at Barnes & Noble, they were supposed to have Marvel Day. And, you know, they had Batman Day before, and there's all these adults there for Batman Day. And they were giving out free comics and shit like that. Go to Marvel Day. First of all, not one free fucking comic.
Really?
Yeah. They have this little...
Sad they miss much.
They had this little quiz thing. Mind you, I was working, so Kylie was doing all this. They had this little quiz thing that had questions. You know what? Let me ask you guys a couple of questions. Maybe off of this thing that maybe you would know. What is Black Widow's real name?
Sound like, crap. Is it Natasha?
Oh. Yeah. Natasha Romanoff.
Okay, yeah.
Cool. Yeah.
That's the first name, right?
What was the other? There was,
You said the Black Widow. I immediately thought, like, something else, but never mind. Yeah. Continue.
What is the name of Peter Quill's father?
I'm not sure of that one.
It's, Jasaan. What is Silver Surfer's real name?
Not sure.
Are you talking about the actor or just...
No, the character in the comics.
Yeah, the character from the comics.
These sound kind of lame.
Yeah.
He had a name?
Yeah.
Yeah, he wasn't always called Silver Surfer.
Norrin Radd is his name.
Good for him.
But here's the thing. They did this little quiz thing so you could win this stuffed Spider-Man doll. Which Kylie still hasn't picked up yet. Because she won it.
She won.
She did this quiz thing, right? The thing is, on the quiz thing, they had all of the answers highlighted. They copied the wrong sheet.
That's dumb.
So all the correct answers were highlighted, so she was just like, okay. And she circled it all and put it in. Mind you, besides her, there was one other adult there for Marvel Day.
So she...
So, out of, like, the two people that put in their quizzes, she won.
Out of the two?
Out of the two.
So she was one of them?
She won. Yeah, she won the stuffed Spider-Man that she still has to pick up.
What a lame show up.
Yeah.
That reminds
so
me
she's
of
like,
time.
She goes, fuck this, right? This was like 11 o'clock. She goes, I'm going to go to the Barnes & Noble in Milford because it's bigger. Yeah, because she's smart. She goes there. Same thing. Same exact thing. All little kids. All right? And then, oh, Marvel, yay! Spider-Man! Who's the Silver Surfer? Guardians of the Galaxy! I like Rocket. He's soft. It's Rocket, bastard. Ratchet Raccoon. That's a
Ratchet Raccoon.
That's his sister. But
Ratchet Raccoon.
So she goes and she's like, "Ah, fuck it." And so she goes through and she finds like this comic book that she thinks I'll like, and she's talking to one of the people there, and they're just like, "Oh." Well, you know, what's the matter? You know, can I help find something? She's like, yeah, I'm just looking for a comic book for my husband. And the person's just like, oh, you know, yeah, this is the little kid thing. We're going to have an adult and teen Marvel Day starting at 7 tonight. So I was going to be out by 3. I get out, she calls me, and she's like, so do you want to do this Marvel adult and teen thing, you know, at 7? I'm just like, oh, yeah, sure, yeah, I'd love to do that. She's like, okay, and then you can pick out one comic book that you want. You know, she goes, you can only spend $50, but you can have whatever comic book you want. It's like, sweet. So I go in, we go there at 7. Not a single fucking adult. All kids, like, 10 and under. They do this Marvel quiz thing, which I'm pretty sure one of the questions the guy made up off the top of his head. Who shot Bullseye's hands? I'm just like, he's like, the Punisher did. I'm just like, all right, obviously you've never read a Punisher comic if you think that's all he did to Bullseye. Like, Bullseye would be dead on the ground.
When you said I keep forgetting to go from the comic book perspective and not the movie one.
That's all right. But so also, they had this quiz thing. One of the questions was, what suit does Tony put on Pepper Potts in the Iron Man 3 movie?
What? I wasn't paying attention.
Yeah, Mark 42. Well, nobody else knew that in the entire fucking thing except for me.
Good job, Ted.
Yeah, thank you. One of the questions was, which Marvel villain can master any task he sees? That is exactly how it was worded.
It's funny. It's funny word.
And he gives it to the little kids that are there. And these little kids don't fucking know who Taskmaster is. I think he's had one fucking showing in Ultimate Spider-Man.
Yeah.
And that's all these kids really know, unless they've played Marvel vs. Capcom 3. And I think that has to be Ultimate, right? I don't know. Is he in...
He was in Standard.
Yeah. He was in Standard? Okay. So yeah, unless they've played that, or they've watched the that one Ultimate Spider-Man... I don't think they read Deadpool Kills the Marvel Universe.
I highly doubt it.
Like to read nowadays. I think that's more
important. So this guy's sitting there, he's just like, he can master any task. Little kids aren't getting it. The parents of the little kids aren't fucking getting it. I'm just like, it's...
Like in the profile picture.
What the fuck is that? It's like a cornucopia of Nick's heads.
I like the one in the corner.
Yeah. Wait, no. You should have one peeking out from the middle bottom.
True. I'm going to go and put Nick's face in random pictures now.
Okay.
Sorry, Nick.
But, I do. Yeah, so...
What else, please?
So... yeah. Partially through this whole thing, our friend Stacy comes along, and she comes along right as they're doing the trivia and stuff. But it was so disappointing. There was no discount on Marvel comic books at all.
No discounts, really?
No discounts at all. Like for Batman Day, there's like half off.
Yeah.
DC Comics. Nothing.
What was the point of this again?
Huh? It was supposed to be, you know, a fun thing for people to do to get in back into, like, the Marvel universe and start reading Marvel comics again.
Or Barnes & Noble.
It just seemed like it was to try to get little kids to read Marvel comics. It was just like, you like those movies? Here, read these comics, which are R-rated. seriously, Guardians of the Galaxy... The movie that just came out, probably on that line, that PG-13 line that Wolverine was on, just a little bit closer to PG-13. where Wolverine was a little bit closer to R.
Yeah.
Just for the swearing and everything. And there's blood and there's, you know, there's
did
stuff
you
like that.
The Wolverine movie? I didn't watch that one.
Yeah, the yeah. new one?
Yeah, how was it?
That's pretty good. Again, okay. come over. We'll watch it.
It came out on DVD too?
Jeez, yeah.
You start paying attention.
I got that for Christmas.
Yeah, I enjoyed it.
What? It's mad long ago.
Dude, if you remember my whole rant on the Wolverine, how I went remember. And they had the, what do you call it? There was the camp.
Yeah.
I think it was like the Boys and Girls Club was there. And my whole thing was like, this is not a movie for kids. And then realized that the counselors were the worst behaved people in the entire fucking theater. Like, these little kids, like, the oldest ones had to be, like, 10. The youngest, like, probably 4 or 5. And the counselors were being loud and obnoxious.
That's how it was for me in the Lego movie. The two ladies brought their kids. And the kids are really quiet, but the ladies are talking nonstop.
The Lego movie was good. I still have to buy that.
Yeah, I really enjoyed
it. I just bought Kylie Divergent.
But, sound like you said you bought her a virgin.
I bought her a virgin.
Was she looking forward to Divergent?
Yeah, no, she liked the movie in theaters. And did you like it? We both... I nothinged it, really.
Okay.
But then she really liked it, so I was just like, here, why don't you buy the book series? Because it was of the hardcover series, like 3 hardcover books for $40 at Walmart is not a bad deal. Because when hardcovers are like $40 by themselves, so we bought her the whole series and she read the entire series, and I actually read the first one.
Yeah, how was it?
And it is nothing like the fucking movie. The book is so much better.
Really?
There's things That's in the cool. movie that are just thrown in there for no reason, and things that are taken out for no reason. Like, it's just like, you could have replaced these two things and still had a decent movie. But, yeah, the book is a lot more violent than the movie. I think they want to get those, like, little kid things. Kind of like The Hunger Games. The Hunger Games, the movie isn't... you know, as violent as the book is.
Yeah.
But there's, like, it's very hard to show some of the things, because some of the things that that Katniss talks about in the book, like, you can't, you have to perceive for yourself, you can't perceive it the same way that Katniss is.
It's hard to translate that into, like, an image or something.
She's usually like, oh, and I looked at her wound, and it was, you know, the blood seeped down in slow motion, and and as in a PG-13 movie, you can't, like, spend 20 minutes about, like, this one wound that the poor little black girl got.
Yeah, that would make the movie kind of bad.
Exactly. So, I can understand why they would do something like that, but in Divergent, there's one thing. So, they get to choose their Hogwarts house. So, there's, like, Gryffindor... Slytherin, Hufflepuff, or something like that. They're, whatever. So she chooses the one that are the protectors of the city. They're called Dauntless.
Yeah.
And in the book, only 10 people from the 40 people that are there are going to actually make it. The rest of them are going to be sent out as homeless bums. Because if you don't make it, no other faction will take you.
Uh-huh.
So in the book, only 10 of them make it. Alright? In the movie, it's just like, yeah, half of you will make it.
Oh, really?
And it's like, there's still 40 of them, but it's just like, no. You're not showing, like, how badly these people need to do to be in the top 10. Alright, they're going to end up like homeless bums. And it's just like, you know, little kid stuff.
Part of the movie, but go on.
Yeah, it was just so little kids didn't feel disparaged. It's like giving a little kid a medal for participating.
Yeah.
It's just, I don't like it, but people do it all the time.
Yep.
So.
I think might be going on his last leg.
That's the thing. They have their, what do you call it? The next movie is already filming.
Really?
Yeah, Insurgents is filming.
Oh.
So.
I mean, I was talking about the random cast.
Oh, the random cast? Yeah, we are on our last leg.
Let me end off with the picture.
Okay, what is this? Let me explain what this picture looks like.
As soon as it pops up. This features a good friend of ours named Ephraim. Back in the glory days of his afro.
Ah.
Yes.
This isn't the new picture where he was in the hospital and you're not going to have Nick's like face coming out of Ephraim's butt at the hospital, right?
That would be pretty funny, but no. I mean,
you said him saying with the afro?
Huh?
I thought you said with the afro.
Yeah, he has an afro in this one.
Okay.
So, yeah, Ephraim should be on the podcast at some point as soon as his ass is better.
So many jokes were made about that.
So, yeah.
I would love to see his picture on Facebook.
It's up there. Go ahead and take a look.
No, talking about the picture.
I'm not thinking yet. It's going to take a little while.
All right, yeah. Nick's face is coming out of Ephraim's afro. It looks like Ephraim is smiling about how his ass got hurt.
Still not on mine.
You don't see it?
No.
Mitch, start talking.
Here for it to show up on my computer, I guess.
Yeah, it differs for when it shows.
Okay, I see. Nice. He misses that for a while.
Wait, Mitch, you have to get the Brazers logo. And put it in the corner.
Oh my.
You know what's really weird? It looks like Ephraim's at my house.
It does. I thought the same thing when I was making it.
It does.
It's really strange.
I don't think he's ever been to your house.
No, he hasn't. I've invited him a couple of times. Hopefully when his ass is better, he can come over.
I'm going to show Ephraim this picture so that he should see it.
Send it to him on Facebook.
Yeah. Yep.
Nice.
All right, guys. So I guess that is
game over
for this week's podcast.
Yeah, I've been on point with those sound bites, man.
Yeah, I try.
He does.
Some, yeah.
He really does.
What you're saying is
like a boss.
So.
That's not what I was saying, but continue.
Okay. So yeah, everybody, have a good week. I noticed that last week's podcast didn't post. So anyone who's looking for podcasts, if you haven't listened to last week's podcast, because I'm going to post it right before I post this one, listen to that one. Uh-huh. It's just me and Ryan. It should have been a spoiler cast. Hopefully at some point, Ryan and I can do a spoiler cast, and maybe Mitch will be part of a spoiler cast for Guardians.
Cool.
You probably should have told them to watch it before the beginning of this podcast, because
towards
the end of this podcast, so I've sensed that you said it now.
Yeah, I know. Well, I was just looking and I noticed because it didn't pop up on my podcast.
Just putting that out.
So, yeah, fine. So this is part two. Down. Yeah, seriously.
Nick, it's all right. Nick.
It's going to be fine.
No, I'm chilling. I'm good.
Put the gun down.
Yeah.
Put the gun down?
Yeah. Put
no!
All right, I, you know, we're homies. Yeah, homies. Yeah.
That shit you just pulled.
Yeah, I understand the struggle. You know, being
in the struggle real quick.
being a middle class white man, I understand the struggle.
Oh, that struggle.
The struggle's about to get all up in you.
Is that what you call your penis?
No. There's another name for that.
Oh, is that the strangle?
It could.
Yes, a Barbie doll. I don't even think mine could strangle a Barbie doll. But whatever.
Well, I mean, like,
you insinuating that I would wrap my penis on a Barbie doll?
I'm insinuating. Never mind.
I enjoyed that.
Improvising is one of my best features.
And also with modesty.
I'm not really good at improv.
It's okay, Mitch.
I'm not really good at planning either.
I'm
going to lay here.
Mitch, you're the straight man. All right, guys. See you next week. Or you'll hear us next week. Bye.
Late.
You just listened to a Hybrid Works Network podcast. Don't you feel good about yourself now? No? Sorry.